time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast. It's the year of the long weekend, people, and with over 160 locations across Australia and New Zealand, you'll be sure to find a Choice Hotel. Plan your next getaway at choicehotels.com for the lowest price guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Monday edition of Molloy. Hello, Dave.
How are you, Mickey?
Yeah, good. Haven't seen you since Friday night. Mm-hmm. Booze up time.
Oh, that was fun,
wasn't
it?
We will have a chat about Jay's farewell party soon. I require answers. I've got a receipt here for certain drinks that I don't remember ordering.
Well,
I'm not saying I didn't.
I don't want to throw a bombshell anywhere, but one member in this team left early. And it wasn't me.
Wow.
Hang on.
No, I heard you were very dusty the next day. We'll get to the bottom of all that. We'll have a COVID update.
Yep.
Jeez, Queensland, look out. It's all coming your way. Be smart. Mm-hmm. Get on top of this.
That's it.
We'll have a chat about what's involved for Queensland very soon. Nearly Meadows will be in to talk about our record haul. There's just been some sensational performances from Australian athletes. In the pool,
super
out of the
proud
pool, on the BMX track, all over the joint. We'll get to the bottom of that. We're nearly... very, very soon. What's your favourite music video of all time? The answers come out. They've got a top five.
Rolling Stone magazine.
Rolling
saw that.
Stone. You won't believe some of those in the top five. And I'll ask you, who you think, hello, I'm looking at the rundown, Song Whisperer.
Yeah, g'day.
You giving it a go?
Well, I'll give it a go. I'm on trial. It's like a, we'll suck it and see if it works, great. If it doesn't,
You sound a little underconfident. But we'll get to the bottom of that. Kitty Flanagan must be. Have you been paying attention tonight? She'll be in for a chat. Always does well. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through, Dave.
All thanks to Choice Hotels. Come can plan your next getaway at choicehotels.com for the lowest price guaranteed.
This is Molloy.
Kitty Flanagan coming up later. Right. Nearly Meadows with a sports wrap soon on Molloy here on Triple
M. In the meantime, I'm going through a receipt from Friday night's farewell dinner for Jay.
Yep, he's
and
left.
And there's a few unexplained items here that need,
we've
broken a Negroni record. This is Jimmy's, by the way, Dimitri's Feast, you know, my kitchen. It's just not in my house.
That's it.
A great night was had by all. I would like to hear a black box recording of the events because I don't have
the memory,
a strong memory. Who left first?
You did.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Well, yes.
You gave it a fair crack, though. Let's be real.
I did the early running. You know when the peloton goes out and there's one guy at the front and they all slipstream him for an hour or two? That was me.
I kind of wondered why you were, you know, well on your way earlier in the evening.
Chug-a-lugger.
A few little side ones before we got there, perhaps.
Well, I did get there early.
You did.
Let's just say woofed a few. Well, it was a big night. It was an emotional night.
It was an emotional night.
You were emotional. It was cute.
What's a hug? Cut it out. Whitney, you know, you had an emotional moment too. What was your emotional moment?
Well, I was downstairs talking to Jimmy and I ordered the vegetarian banquet. And
good Lord.
Why?
Well, because last time we went to Jimmy's, it was just too much meat, and I'm not a really big meat eater. Anyway, Jimmy said to me, did you like the faux chicken? And I said, I didn't get any. And he goes, yeah, there was a plate of faux chicken, like chicken skewers. Right. And I said, well, no one told me that they were faux chicken.
And all the meat eaters.
So all the meat eaters ate faux chicken
and no one knew.
And
no one batted an eyelid.
Didn't know.
Do you remember eating faux chicken?
I don't think I had the faux chicken. No, I didn't.
I think I'll sue him.
No.
No one serves me faux chicken. He could have been doing this for years.
What's in faux chicken, by the way?
I don't know.
He's done the same with meatballs in the past.
That's the eggplant meatballs that we had them too.
Oh, they were
delicious.
They were unreal, by
which
the way.
Which I thought was funny because Adam Rosenbach was with us and he's allergic.
You can't remember much. Dave, you can't remember much. The only person there not drinking was Adam Rosenbach. Mm. He's
again
on the line now. Oh, hi, Rosie.
Good afternoon, everyone. How are we?
Hi. Can you join a few dots for us? Fill in a few blanks. Did it all go well?
Look, it all went really well. Obviously, we were there for the man of the moment, and that man of the moment was James, who basically...
wasn't James dominated, did he?
Oh, my God, did he take over? So he regaled us with all his little life stories about how he likes to be the little spoon and not the big spoon.
And why did he say? What was his reasoning?
I think because his back is cold and his partner's front is warm and therefore it evens out. But then when Jimmy came into the room to bring in some food and James just out of the blue, he hadn't been a part of the conversation, just said, hey, Jimmy, do you prefer to be the big spoon or the little spoon?
That's right. I remember that now.
Like he was trying to hit on him.
As you know, I prefer to ladle.
James was on fire.
Then there was the other story about James. He wanted to stay at his girlfriend's apartment, Lucy's place, but she wouldn't give him a key or a fob. So basically when he stays there and she goes to work, when he leaves, he can't go and get a coffee because he's locked out of the apartment. And we surmise that she clearly has a partner on the side that has the other fob.
Well, you wouldn't be giving him a fob after he refused to move in with him.
Well, that's right.
I think she's playing
exactly.
Hey, your back's going to get really cold tonight. Do you know what Jimmy calls him?
What?
My smart-ass little mate. He especially smart-ass little mate because the last time we had a function there, he broke a couple of glasses and he stood on a stool downstairs. I said, we're not in the private room anymore, James. Who got the votes, Rosie?
Oh, look, I'd have to say, Mickey, you would have to get the three votes because the lamb chops had come in the room and you didn't even notice until they were almost all gone. And you're like, when did these arrive?
And is that when I tipped the table over? Yeah. Started really, punching on with Jay.
You were trying to pull the tablecloth out from underneath when you were leaving.
And Jimmy's going, don't do it. And you go, no, what's this trick? And you got the tablecloth. Jimmy's going, no, don't do it, mate. Don't do it. Come on, let's give it a go.
Hey, it's all part of the fun. Well done, Jay. Don't come back soon. We'll have to do it all again. Rosie, well done to you. Why are you not drinking again,
by the way? What's happening?
I was just doing Dry July, but I felt pretty drunk after being around you guys Friday night.
How was Dave? Dave was hungover the next day.
I was a bit dusty the next day, wasn't it? But I was okay.
Dave was just like, because I know you drove there, I know that, and you were like, one more. Yeah. And then by the time I left, I'm like, he's not driving.
Nah, it was an Uber home, absolutely.
Jay drove me home and I made him sing Bonnie Tyler with me.
That's really sad.
Well, that's not a good send-off.
Bet you he's glad to have left. You won't have to put up with that anymore. I believe it. He dropped you off. He didn't even stop the car. He just opened the door and kicked you out.
Get
and
up.
You rolled into your driveway. Well done, all. All right, when we come back, huge news all week. I'll tell you what's getting us through COVID.
What's that?
Our Olympic team.
I agree.
And making it okay to sit at home and spend hours in front of the TV. Enjoy great moments together, family moments. Neely Meadows will be here to talk us through it.
Driving you home, this is Malloy. Sports Wrap.
Olympic edition. Have we got the Olympic? Here it comes. Oh, I love this. Fanfare for the common man. From which Olympics, Neroli? You probably weren't even born. Montreal.
72?
72.
Yeah.
And it is...
Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Yeah, yeah.
And they were... This video was in an empty stadium in Montreal, which was kind of relevant, given we are now... Winning gold in bucket loads in front of empty stadiums. Neely Meadows, is this the greatest performance from an Australian team that you can remember? Is it on paper? What's going on?
I think you're right. I think it is the greatest performance from Australian football team in Fremantle Dockers beating Richmond yesterday.
Dump that, Dave. Dump it, Dave. Dump it. Oh, my God.
39 possessions for Andy Brayshaw. I think we should listen to every single one of those in the highlights. Stop the Olympics. Fremantle beat Richmond and Richmond are back where they belong.
You've let them way down. You've let yourself down. And you're going to put that up ahead of one of the greatest performances of all time. By the way, we can still mathematically make it. We can. You rue the day.
The Aussies are absolutely firing. We are fourth on the medal tally for gold.
Good
14
Lord.
Gold, Amazing. 3 silver, 14 bronze, 31 medals all together. Yesterday was one of the great days in Australian sport. 4 gold medals.
Unbelievable.
2 of them going to Emma McKeon, of course, one of those in the relay as well, the medley 100. Mm. But
she's gone bonkers. Did anyone understand that she was going to do this coming into the Games?
No, it is unbelievable. And there's a photo circling this afternoon with her showing off all 7 of her medals.
Good
adding
honor.
To that, of course, she's got 4 more. So she's got 11 medals altogether, Olympic medals.
Mrs.
And that's
T,
passing
I call her.
Lisa,
instead of like Mr.
Lisa
T.
Jones.
Yes.
and Ian Thorpe, our greatest Olympian as far as medals are concerned, the only woman to win 7 medals at one Olympics. Joining only one other woman to do that. Definitely the only Australian.
Unbelievable.
So our swim team have gone bonkers. The women in particular, it's got to be our best women's team of all time. That's an incredible thing. I do want to mention Titmus again because I do still feel that the 200 and 400, which are blue ribbon events against the best women's swimmer of all time, cannot be ignored or pushed aside because she's only got 2 gold. Listen to us. They're the two outstanding performances.
And beating Katie Ledecky as well. And Dean Boxall, her coach, the one that went nuts last week, has been really talking in depth about the amount of work that those two have put in together, the hours required, the dedication
and
required.
And you could see the strategy.
To beat the GOAT in Ledecky. Yeah. And they did it. Now they get to sit back and enjoy it. I know it's become a cliche, but we really don't appreciate that, you know, go to bed at a certain time. Don't eat anything nasty. Mm. Make sure you're putting in every second. Warm down the right
way.
That
is exactly how I live.
I know. It's something that you really understand and relate to.
Don't eat healthy. Don't do this. Can I just say, and I'll make this analogy, but in horse racing, some of the champions, for the only time for the entire race they're in front is when they hit the line. Mm. So they time everything to such perfection or they're trained in such a way. And I don't know, some of the races, you could see the strategy.
It was coming.
See how good it was. Yeah. Well done, everyone in the pool. What else have we got?
20 medals, 9 golds for the pool. That was the total haul in the end, Mickey.
Okay. What about outside of the pool? There's been some other fantastic performances.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, 4 golds yesterday alone. So Matt Wern needed to steal, well, he still stole gold, in the men's laser sailing. He knew basically he just had to be in it by the end there. He knew a couple of days ahead of time. But Logan Martin, that's the one that we're all talking about in the freestyle BMX. Can we just take a moment to just appreciate how insane and entertaining freestyle BMX is? First time at the Olympics. He didn't even need the second run. He just did it as a victory lap.
Explain that to me. So he put in a safety run, which he said, I won't do anything. I'll try and get in front so I can see what I've got to beat. And he didn't have anything to beat in the second round.
Exactly. It's pretty much like you going home at 1 a.m. You definitely could have kept going till 5.
But I still got the best 3 votes on the night.
Exactly.
Because I saw everyone else off.
Yeah.
Okay.
He pulled out fresh tricks in his second run just as a bit of a victory lap. Yeah. Unbelievable. And the lengths that he went to, literally building a track in his backyard. I think we've got the audio of that.
I knew if I wanted to keep up with the level of the sport, built the skate park in my backyard, purely an investment to get to the Olympics and to win the gold medal. And it's paid off.
Thanks to Channel 7, by the way.
Well done, Channel 7. Can I point out something from that event? I'd like to pay homage to the Venezuelan who came second.
Oh, yeah.
So he's on dice. I reckon if you're still riding BMX when you're 37, there's a time and a point to go, okay, get off the bike. There's a time and a place.
He was so enthusiastic, that guy.
I reckon how old's our guy? But I reckon it's got to be somewhere in the 20s to go put the BMX away. Now,
is it the same with skateboarding as well, or just with the BMX?
Skateboarding at 17, I reckon you've got to put it away. But 37, is it? Now, let's talk high jump. This has got me angry. Tell me what is going on.
Well, can we first just acknowledge Brandon Stark finished with
Logan's 27, by the way.
Finished with 5th spot in the race for the gold medal. Of course, he is Mitch Stark's brother, and they were watching in Bangladesh wonderful scenes of Mitch being so nervous and nervous wreck, celebrating every time he cleared. But what everyone is now talking about this morning is the two guys, Basham of Qatar and Tamberi of Italy, who both jumped 2.37 metres, cleared that okay. Mm. The jump-off is then put forth to the athletes, and for the first time ever, they said, no, we would like to share gold, thank you.
That is bullshit.
I knew you'd hate this.
That is not odd. That is not. I want a winner.
It's been heralded as one of the great moments of the Olympic Games. Sportsmanship, 2 great mates.
Then they should both get silver.
Helped each other through injury.
They both came equal
lack
second.
Of belief.
Equal second. No one won it.
No.
You've got to have a go. It's fastest, highest.
Yeah.
You've got to be the best. You're not the best.
Let's get a winner.
It did make me wonder.
Is there any precedent for 2 gold medals in the same event.
109 years it's been in the history. So amazing.
Absolute.
But it did make me think at the time, though, what if all of them just rocked up at the start and said, yes, well competed, we'll all take gold,
we'll take
thank
gold.
You.
Mm. Well, it could happen. If you're going to give two gold out, you give it to Logan and the 37-year-old Venezuela. Hang about. I want you to hang about, Nez. We're going to put a question to you when we come back.
By the way, Montreal was 1976. We'll just correct
idiot.
That. Sorry about that.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Judy Flanagan's going to join us in the second hour. You're listening to Malloy all around Australia on Triple M and streaming on the free listener app as well. Mick Malloy.
We've all been enjoying the Olympics. There's no denying it. Channel 7 have done a very good job.
Really good.
However, the one cliche, the one phrase I'm sick of hearing, of it ringing in my ears is, do you have any understanding of how many boys and girls watching TV right now are inspired to do this?
Yeah.
To come back to the studio. Oh, if I can't imagine how many boys and girls out there watching this will be inspired. Do you have any understanding of how many boys and girls out there watching the TV you've just inspired?
I think they've run out of questions to ask. That just seems
but
like a fallback.
It's just enough. The kids are going to be over-inspired.
Or
battered into submission and go, oh, I can't
you know
do,
what?
It,
not gonna
so
do it.
I'm not going to even try.
Yeah.
Enough, we get it.
Yep.
It's what they're doing is mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. They are the best in the business, apart from the high jumpers, who have agreed to be second best. I'm still angry.
I
don't understand.
As soon as I saw that, I thought Mick's going to be furious about this.
What happens is if two guys in 100 metres in the semi-final go, you know, why don't we all just agree?
Yeah.
It's unheard of.
But had they not been mates, I'm sure there would have been an outcome. But because they were mates and there's a backstory, that's why they're
But aren't you supposed to be representing your country as well? It's not about you. It's about your
country.
But
it's the Olympics. Gold, silver, bronze.
You spend your life for this and no one got the answer. Who's the best high jumper?
We don't know.
We don't know.
No.
We have no idea. So they should both get
go back.
Silver.
Righto.
So if you give them the right to go, we are going to broker a deal.
Yep.
To suggest that we want the same medal. Well, it's not going to be gold.
Default.
Because there's only one gold. We'll give you two silver.
Gold's winner.
So you can both have second place.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind that.
That's all you get. Everyone gets a medal. That's where we're heading.
Yeah.
That's where we're heading. Anyway, do you have any idea how many boys and girls out there watching the TV you've inspired? We're asking our listeners what they could say they've inspired young boys and girls all around Australia listening to this segment. To do. Craig, what is it? What have you done?
I've showed kids how bad a hangover can be.
Well,
that's what you've spent your life doing, inspiring the kids and showing them that be careful when you drink because dad really has a cracker going on in the head. Dave.
Case of Brick Lane Draft for you there, Craig.
Yeah. Good. So you drink a bit?
Oh, just occasionally.
Responsibly.
Like every other day ending in war.
I could drink for Australia.
Could you?
I could drink for Australia. I'd be a podium finish.
Yeah.
And it could be gold.
You reckon you'd be close? Otherwise, equal second.
Well, I wouldn't quit.
No.
Put it that way. Thanks, Craig. Mick's on the line. Mick, what have you inspired young kids, girls and boys, to do listening to this segment?
Mate, my big claim to fame has been able to carry six beers back to your seat while you're at the ground watching the cricket.
So this is without the use of a tray.
Hold on.
That's correct.
That's without this a tray, six plastic
How do
beers.
You do that?
That is, I've only seen that in Bavarian halls.
That's
you know, those beer drinking barns. The girls are pretty good at it when they've got their arms. Don't ruin it.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's what they do.
No, they can put about 15 steins all together and carry them in their arms.
That's very good.
Yeah, but they got boobs to help.
Thank you, Mick. That's where I was going.
Don't duke him, Dave.
Oh, come on, a case of Brick Lane Draft.
Right, go on. Adam's on the line. Adam. Adam, what have you inspired young men and women, young boys and girls who are listening to this segment now?
I've got five beautiful children that have been taught very, very well how to walk past and fart on each other's heads.
Oh, you're a leader.
Well done.
You're a That's what you've left. Young boys and girls all around this nation will be inspired. Listening to this right now should be inspired to know that there's someone like you out there farting on their own children's heads.
Wow.
You're a community leader. You're a champ.
I've got twins like yourselves, and it's hard enough to teach them anything. So.
Yeah, well, that's right. Good luck. Yeah, I had triplets. It's now twins. I may have lost one. Good on you, Adam. Ralph's on the line. Ralph, what have you inspired boys and girls listening to this segment to do when they grow up?
I inspired my daughter to brush her teeth because mine are shocking. I've got like one left, so I need the toothbrush.
What have you? So that is inspiring. I look at you, Ralph, when you smile and you've only got one tooth, is inspirational to young boys and girls, and that I'd be surprised if they weren't all just rushing straight off to the bathroom to brush like
grab some Colgate.
They're very good at it. And two things that inspire kids, Mick, it's fear and fame, and fear inspires mine.
Fear in this one is the shaggy-tooth warrior. The one-tooth dad.
One at the front.
Good for opening beer cans and things.
Be good, Dave. Don't
like a chuck the can up there and
Dave. Hey, duke him,
Ralph. Case of Brick Lane Drive,
which you can open with your snaggle tooth. Wait, you just pop it up.
You can open stuff.
That's it. Good on you, buddy.
Well done, guys. Well, give us a call 133353. If not, we'll move on.
That's
get involved.
It's Malloy.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy. Malloy's Entertainment Report.
Yeah.
Well, it's more music than entertainment.
Okay.
But it falls under the umbrella of entertainment, does it not, Dave? What's just come down the pike?
Well, Rolling Stone magazine has announced, through their voters and their contributors as well, the best music video ever made.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Now, Rolling Stone is the Bible when it comes to music.
Yeah.
We all get that.
Has been for years.
And this happens with their albums as well. Tastes change over time.
I think
we're their best albums of all time. At one stage, Beatles had 14
all
of the top
there.
20.
Stones,
now it's got
Who.
About one or maybe two.
That's right.
Because fashion changes, people change, and now
tastes
there's enough
change.
Body of work in the video music video department to suggest it is time for a definitive list. And they've announced their top 10, and this is going to cause great controversy on a number of people. I can already think of many that aren't in this list. Fire away through the list. Working away from 10 to 1, Dave.
All right, well, Billie Jean, Michael Jackson at number 10, which...
Is that the highest entry for Michael Jackson?
I would have thought Thriller would have been top 5.
I would have thought Thriller would, and Black and White, was a pretty awesome
clip. It was that sort of morphing
clip.
Change of the face, wasn't it, that was done so well?
It was great, and he was in career best form dance-wise, I reckon.
Guns N' Roses, November Rain at number 9, which
that'll be popular here on
should
Triple
be
M.
In the top 10. Sledgehammer Peter Gabriel, that was that Stop Clay animation thing.
Has
that
it
was done.
Stood the test of time, do you think?
I think so. I think it was ahead of its time back in the 80s.
All right.
D'Angelo with Untitled, which I'm not familiar with their work, but I know it's Sabotage, Beastie
Love
Boys.
The work of the Beastie
Absolutely.
Boys.
Absolutely. That was the
top 5, New Order. Love New Order. And
the
they were
kiss.
Really a collaboration of artists as well. So
That was Joy Division, essentially, isn't it?
Joy Division became New Order after the death of Joy Division's lead singer.
Ian Curtis. Yeah,
and what a great, talk about a phoenix rising from the ashes.
Completely.
Wasn't that just incredible?
Brilliant. So well
and
done.
Still one of the missing pieces of the puzzle for me is not seeing them live at some stage.
Number 4 is Childish Gambino. Now, I have seen this This Is America. This is an extraordinary video clip.
Yeah.
This is America. In fact, it's quite shocking.
It's shocking the first time you see it.
Yeah.
You'll remember it. And dealing with some big issues.
Yeah.
We get it. And now mucking around down the other end of the pool. Not so big issues.
Madonna. Vogue.
That's a bit high for my liking.
I would have thought so too. I wouldn't have thought top 10.
I have not much time for that. Keep moving.
And the next one, this song kills me. And you could have Johnny Cash and Hurt.
I love the song.
And this is one to get the Kleenex ready.
And the clip is a moving
it is.
Pastiche of
what a goosebumps life thinking about.
Lived. All right, drum roll, please.
Number 1 song.
According to Rolling Stone.
Greatest video of all time. This. Beyonce. Formation. Never seen it.
Oh, I've never seen it.
No. Oh, Whitney's out there.
What is it?
I've no idea. Whitney might
Who
have to come in
what
and...
Who knows about? Somebody... I know every other song except the winner.
Is there a shaking of booty in said video clip?
Yes.
Whitney?
Is there twerking? Tell me there's no twerking in the greatest music video of all time,
there's
or I'll
twerking.
Lose it.
There's not twerking.
Why is it so good?
It's just, it is very, very, I agree it's not number one on the greatest of all time, but it's just, it is a very, very good and powerful video clip. And it's right. Queen Bee.
I feel there's a few that have been overlooked. 133353.
Yeah.
Can I give you a couple?
Yeah, what do you got?
Just off the top. Devo, the work of Devo, I thought was groundbreaking and artistic, and Whip It in particular.
Definitely.
It stands the test of time for me. Spike Jonze with Christopher Walken, Fatboy Slim, is one of these. In a empty airport lounge.
That's right.
Takes off. It's fun.
It's amazing.
Again, no twerking, which is a big thing for me. And I loved it. I'll tell you one that where there is a lot of twerking, but I liked. And this is off the grid a bit, so you might have to go and find this.
Righto.
Aphex Twin Window Licker. This is a clip by Chris Cunningham. And the first time you watch it, I guarantee you, it's going to do your head in.
Okay. Aphex Twin.
You're not going to understand exactly what's going on. And by the end of it, don't watch it for the first time drunk or high in any way, because you start off going, whoa, how cool
what's
is this?
Going
and by
on?
The end you're going, what is going on? Make it stop.
Window
Make
liquor.
It stop. That's one for me. The other ones, can I mention?
Sure.
Smack My Bitch Up, which is such a wonderful
Prodigy.
Song. Prodigy.
Yeah.
And also the other Prodigy one, where the strippers are milking cows in a barn. Look, I don't need to say much more than that. You get the idea.
All right, well, give us a ring. 133353.
What do you think? What is the best music video of all time? Let's go.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Kitty Flanagan coming up soon. You're listening to Malloy. By the way, have you been paying attention back on the TV tonight?
Can't
so
wait.
Kitty will be in. Rolling Stone magazine have announced the greatest music video of all time, and it's Formation by Beyonce.
Never seen it.
Neither have I. Number one.
A lot of other good ones on the list. 133353. Phone lines have blown up. Tell you what we'll do. We'll do this now, and we might do it again in the second hour because there's so many people who want to be heard.
Yeah, sure.
On this, we're a music station, rock comedy.
Right now, we're
and this has tripped their trigger out there. Peter, best music video of all time, please.
Oh, Mickey, it'd have to be Girls on Film, mate, the after 10 p.m. version.
Because they made two versions, did they not? There was one which ran like in your countdown style
your video
shows,
hits
and another
stuff.
One which was. Oh, I can't remember. Now, tell me, was this the girls having pillow fights on a pole?
Correct.
Yes.
It was. And it was highly moving.
I think it was jelly and mud also.
Should be a demonstration sport at the Olympics, I would have thought. And, Peter, you're proffering that as the best of all time? It says a lot about you.
Yeah.
We'll keep moving. Rodney's on the line. Rodney, best music video of all time, please.
One by Metallica.
One. Describe the clip to me, please.
They splice in a movie about an anti-war movie called Johnny Got His Gun.
Johnny Got His Gun. An anti-war statement.
Brilliant statement about anti-war, yeah.
You're not the only caller who suggested that. Well
Lots
done,
that.
Rodney. Jack's on the line. Jack, what are you thinking?
Oh, I'm thinking Pink Floyd, Breaking the Wall.
Oh, yeah.
Pink Floyd has to be.
Yeah.
And that's just... I can't believe that there's
not
represented in the top
Those
10.
Those hammers walking.
How is that not in there?
I know, all right, Jack. Settle down, big fella. Come on your side.
We're with you, Jack.
All right.
We're with you.
Jeez, hey, duke him, Dave. Settle him down.
Brick Lane draft. Bloody hell.
Well done. Dan's on the line. Dan, which is the best music video, please?
Oh, it's got to be AC/DC driving through the streets of Melbourne, doesn't it, Nick?
It's so simple. It's iconic.
Yep.
It could never be repeated. It's so simple. Get on the back of a flatbed truck.
Yep.
Same configuration. I saw this band playing that song in exactly the same configuration at the tennis centre.
Yeah, right.
But they were doing exactly the same thing.
Amazing.
Just not on the back of a truck.
Fine, yeah. Molly Meldrum
well
was in that
done,
video.
Dan. It is iconic. Phillip's on the line. Song, please, Phillip.
Hello.
Yes, hey, Phillip. Song, please. Hey. Best music video.
Going back in its day, it's an old one, but Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody is a very...
Yes.
Do you know what? There's a number of Queen songs you could probably nominate as best...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Clips
I
of
Want
all
to Break
time.
Free was a great one with Freddie dressed up.
That got them banned in America. MTV banned
no way.
That particular music video, I believe.
Cool,
all right, not bad. And, of course, the iconic from the movie where they do it in the car.
Oh, yeah.
The comedy.
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
Yeah,
thank
of course.
You. Just, do I win anything?
Okay. Case of Brick Lane.
Andrew, best music video, please.
It's got to be Warrant by Cherry Pie.
Okay. Our Triple M audience hasn't gone too far.
Cherry Pie by Warrant, yep.
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
All right, Andrew. You're out. Hey, we've got time to do this quickly. Come on, let's go.
Oh, we're not,
first
thing,
yes, we're doing
it. We're going to do it, are we?
Dave, the song whisperer. Did I just hear Dave, the song whisperer?
Well, look, Jay's no longer with the company.
This is a big shoes left to fill.
And I'm not confident I'm going to pull this off.
So we tried to do this on Friday, yeah, but all you did was read out lyrics from the song.
I told you I'm a
not
dummy.
Not quite understanding the idea of a synopsis.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
So do you understand?
I'm a music guy, not a lyric guy.
Have you had a go over the weekend?
I've had a bit of a crack. I've got a song here.
We're going to play it. Yep. Synopsis, please. Okay. Go.
The same question in this song is repeated ad nauseum. It's a question that could be asked while looking to the heavens, during an astronomical phenomenon, while peering from the top of a building. Indeed, it may be asked at an optometrist's. Some may confuse it for a church hymn, but they'd be remembering it wrong.
Okay, so I'm going to stop you there.
Why? A couple
of giveaways.
What?
Firstly, you're well-versed in church hymns, aren't
Thank
you?
Thank you. You're
Name me another one.
How Great Thou Art? I don't know. Amazing Grace.
Oh, wow. You're welcome. Duke yourself, Dave.
Facebook claim for Dave.
Secondly.
What?
Astronaut. Well, you do have.
I do like to look at the stars. I follow the International Space Station, so I'm.
So it's a phase that's repeated.
Yes.
It's astrological.
Yes.
In what way?
Well, you'll find out when we play the song.
You've either found one of his lying around in his drawer or someone
if
on this.
If you know what it is.
133353.
Here's the other thing, too. Our winner will get tickets to go see Kings of Leon in Australia. Two tickets. Go.
For the drive home, this is Malloy. Time to gather back around your wireless, people. Here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
It's got to be a cracker, people. Yeah. Make no mistake, Kitty Flanagan, not far away.
Amazing.
I'm going to talk fashion today. She's a fashionista.
I've seen a photo recently.
Her behaviour in the 80s will take some explaining. According to some of the pictures I'm looking at right now, what was that girl thinking? We'll find out in just a moment. Best music videos of all time.
Yeah.
Phone lines are blowing up. Amazing. People still want to get on board. It's controversial. Everyone's opinion counts. Yeah. We'll revisit that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We'll speak to Dave O'Neill. But let's start with the song at Whisperer, Dave.
Dave, the song Whisperer.
It hasn't been a seamless transition from Jay.
It was Jay's segment. You're having a go,
and you fumbled the ball a bit.
I'm doing one for the team is what
I'm doing. We'll see how you go. Okay, synopsis, please, Dave.
All right, the same question in this song is repeated ad nauseum. It's a question that could be asked while looking to the heavens during an astronomical phenomenon or while peering from the top of a building. Indeed, it may be asked at an optometrist. Some might confuse it for a church hymn, but they'd be remembering it wrong.
What was your church hymn?
Oh, I could think it was How Great Thou Art. But that's not what it is.
No, okay. Has anyone heard How Great Thou Art?
Is that not a hymn? Oh, I don't know. Didn't go to church. My wife's. Okay.
Which church hymn is it based on? Is it based on anything from the Nativity, Dave?
Possibly, yes.
Song is repeated as nauseam. Is it this?
Oh, what? This one here? Big butts and I cannot
lie. You other brothers can't deny. It's like a hymn. Could you imagine a church choir singing that?
I don't think some Mix-a-Lot Baby Got Back.
I tell you what, mate, it could feature in our best music clips of all
time. Oh, you got it.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Let's do it.
First call, let's see how you go, Dave. Hey, Steve-O, how are you, buddy?
Steve-O.
Good, mate.
Yeah, good. Song, please.
Hunters and Collectors, Do You See What I See?
Have you got a bit of the song to play there, Dave? Be ashamed to get picked off first up.
Why do you say that, Steve-O?
You know, asking the same question over and over, what view you might see from the top of a building or be asked an optometrist.
Mm-hmm. And what about, have you ever heard the hymn, How Great Art Thou? What was it?
How Great Thou Art. Oh, shut up. Steve-O?
Yes.
You got it.
Oh, you got picked off.
You've got it.
Oh,
do you see what I see?
Shambles, Dave.
You see, the first half of the clue focuses on, you know, do you see what I see?
Oh, he's explaining it to us now. And what was the church hymn?
It was, people might have got it confused with Do You Hear What I Hear around Christmas time, the Nativity, right?
Okay. Yeah. And you did all that research yourself.
Sure. Sure did. All on my
worst
own.
Worst song whisperer ever.
I told you.
No, play the song, Dave. When
hey,
we come back.
Hey, Steve-O, good luck too, mate. You've got tickets to go see Kings of Leon.
How great Beautiful. Art thou?
Kitty Flanagan.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
Can we please just introduce Kitty straight off the bat? Hi, Kitty. How are you?
Hello. I'm here. I'm very excited.
Were you? Did you hear any of the catastrophe today that
Kitty,
was the song whisperer?
I'd love to know what school you went to, Dave. I'm going to guess it wasn't a Catholic school.
No, it wasn't.
If
it
you was, were singing that in church.
It was a high-tech school is what it was.
So did you believe his synopsis? Do you believe from the outset he wrote that synopsis? I'm not sure.
I was right there from the beginning, right up until you said confused for a hymn.
For a hymn, and the hymn you mentioned was what?
Well, I went How Great Thou Art, first up.
Very similar.
You've heard that,
very
haven't you?
Similar.
But then, of course...
No, hang on, that's not the same hymn. It's
no, a... well, that was I was confused at the time.
Because you were thinking of A Christmas Carol.
I was, which is called... Kitty?
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy.
Oh, my God. If you are tuning in just now, the show is off the rails. Jay has left.
Yeah.
And look what we've become.
Rudderless.
And we're doing mass for you.
Yeah, I'm doing mass for you at home.
Mass.
Who put that across your desk? What did you do? Did you find it in his bottom drawer?
I did find it. It was lingering around because Hunters and Collectors was coming up this week and Jay had left and he'd left me a bit of work to do. So
I think he'd left you that to stitch you up.
I think you're absolutely right. Nails in the coffin.
Kitty.
The song whisperer.
Thank you for joining us. Have you been paying attention tonight? We'll get to that in just a moment. We were talking about best music videos of all time.
Yeah.
There's a list out by Rolling Stone, the Bible. Do you have a favourite? Is there something for you that you...
I cannot believe Agadoo, Black Lace, not in there.
Agadoo?
I mean,
what are you wrong
the man
you?
Dressed up as a pineapple. You know, how is that not the best video clip ever?
Right. Something tells me you're not taking this seriously. Are you aware of the song that was number one, Formation, by Beyonce? Because we can't, for the life of us, place it.
Haven't seen it.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I have seen it. It was, I think there was controversy about it being anti-police.
But
it was really just a, you know.
Shake the booty.
Yeah, no, just black power, be proud of yourself, you know, be a proud black woman. And then she did the fantastic version of it. Even better version, I think, is the version they did at the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Where they, you know, saluted the Black Panthers as well. With
so it's a tick in the box
tribute.
For you. You
well
like
absolutely.
Done.
Fantastic. The dancing's amazing.
Anti-police, which village people did too, which is why they had to get rid of the cop who was the cop character had to go because he was charged with exceeding his authority.
Didn't know that. It's interesting.
On a number of occasions,
right.
Didn't you know that?
Do you know,
he also tried to get half price McDonald's, which I believe policemen were.
Wow, okay.
This is how naive I was back then with those film clips.
Yes.
Both when you watch them now, the village people and also every Freddie Mercury video.
Yes.
I had no idea any of them were gay.
I had no idea either.
No idea.
No
idea. I used to love the way they dressed up. Yeah. I want to be chiefy.
I've got the album, Can't Stop the Music at Home. I loved it.
I thought I might have had a shot with the construction worker if you just.
Well, I'll tell you who did have a shot with a construction worker. Well, I won't because I might get in trouble.
I bet it wasn't a lady.
No, it wasn't. It was Paul Hester. Well, I can because Paul Hester told the story.
Okay.
Paul Hester told the story and he told it on radio. So but he had a run-in with a construction worker from the Village People.
Right.
And the village, and I'm not saying it was in any way sexual, but I think it was. He said, why don't you come back to my hotel room? I'm staying at the Hilton.
Yeah.
Staying at the Hilton, room 626 or whatever it is, and I'll do it. And Paul goes, there's no way I'll be doing that, but just out of interest, he's driven past the Hilton and there's one light on second top floor. He, to this day, maintain, it was half a chance. So
Unreal.
That's a good clip. You mentioned Village People and all those people from the 80s, I'm guessing. Now, 80s is big for you and fashion in particular. Tell you what, hold that thought. When we come back, we're going to discuss it.
Oh, we've got a lot to discuss. I'm looking at it right
a bit
now.
Going on.
Kitty Flanagan's with us. Malloy.
Kitty.
This is Malloy.
Have you been paying attention? Back 8:40 tonight on Channel 10 with Glenn Robbins, Marty Sheargold, Ann Edmonds, Ed Cavalli, and Kitty Flanagan. And Marty Sheargold, I mentioned that. He's on the
Triple
show tonight.
Zone. He'll be great as always. Hoping... Glenn Robbins pulls his weight for once.
Oh, he's all right. You know, he turns up late, he leaves early.
But, yeah, that's right. You know. Has a couple of senior moments.
A couple of the segments in the middle he put in.
Yeah, he was good in the 80s. Now, we're going to talk 80s. Have you been paying attention tonight? What's the time?
8:40, Channel 7.
8:40.
Supposedly.
Yeah. After Survivor.
What's it on after?
Survivor.
Oh, Survivor.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's still whacking away, is it?
Yeah, it's good.
All right, good stuff. Now, I love the show. It's fantastic. Mm. You're always excellent on it. You seem to know a lot about a lot of things. What about 80s fashion? We were talking about this. I've got a picture here of you. True or false?
Kitty.
That is you.
That is me. And do you want to know what age I'm at?
I'm going to say 38,
yeah.
42.
That's very generous of you because I would have said 51. I would have said that's last year.
Yes.
But, no, I'm 15.
Oh, no kidding.
And that's...
Why is your hair like that?
Why is my hair like that?
Well, you're like this.
I went to the hairdresser. And they blowed my hair, like they did it straight, but basically because I've got so much hair, they turned it into a helmet. So it's like I arrived on the back of the motorcycle, took the helmet off, but I just had a complete impression of the helmet underneath.
Are we posting that somewhere, guys?
On our Instagram.
If anyone wants to see
right
it on our Instagram,
yeah,
we want a good laugh. Have a look at a young
but 80s fashion.
And what are you wearing?
Yeah, what is that?
Is that taffeta? I don't know what taffeta is, but it looks like taffeta.
It's taffeta and silk. Yeah, they're the choices of a young person.
With a bow? Is there a bow on
There's
your skirt?
There's a giant sash.
Oh, kitty.
It's like a female cummerbund.
And you know what? I put that outfit together myself. I said to Mum, look, you know what this outfit's lacking? A sash. Would you make me... My mum had to sew a giant black sash for me to tie
around.
So
you've controlled this entire look.
Oh, you bet I have.
You've curated this look.
Even though it looks like I've got that out of Auntie Morag's wardrobe.
It's very conservative, isn't it?
The Commodore's wife at the yacht club. That's what it looks like. But, yeah, and that's why I don't understand. The kids now are trying to bring back 80s fashion.
Why are they
there?
Why? We were there. We had to go through it.
Mm-hmm. Every other sort of decade of fashion, you can look back at the movies and go, yeah, that's a tidy look from the 60s. That's not too bad from the 70s. Some of those tight pants suited some men. But you look back at the 80s, Working Girl. Like, for a minute, if you watch Melanie Griffith in Working Girl, you think, oh, is this a movie about Amish people? Is she on Rumspringa? Because she just is dressed in some fat Amish lady's clothes.
That's right. Well,
and yet she's quite a hot sort of 20-something.
Sure.
That was the style of the time.
It was the style.
Is there anything that's hung over from there that you can possibly...
I don't know what you could possibly bring back. We all just, when you're at your smallest, in your teens, in your 20s, we all just dressed like big balloon ladies.
I had a pair of leather pants. Can I tell you that? This would be shocking to you.
You wore leather pants.
But on one stage, I had a pair of leather pants.
You're on Hey Hey It's Saturday in those pants.
Stop it, Dave.
All
you
need is a photo.
Leather. Unnecessary attention to
you
it.
You and Red Simons.
You were lucky to get away with those pants. You have to be the perfect size to wear leather pants. Like, if you're a woman, it's really dangerous. If you wear leather pants as a woman and you're not the right size, from behind, if you're too skinny, you're going to get mistaken for a, you know, cock rock band member. If you're too big, you're going to get mistaken as a couch. It's like, I don't know.
Burns.
Yeah, it's
well,
just best to avoid them. It's just best to avoid them.
I had a pair which I bought off my girlfriend's hairdresser, if that goes any way to explaining.
You bought secondhand leather pants.
Off my girlfriend's hairdresser.
But, Mick, you can't wash them. What did you do? Wipe them out?
Oh, I turned them into chaps.
joined
the village people. Well, you know, we didn't care. It was a freer time. You couldn't. I still look better than Red Simons, I've got to say, in that picture. Now,
did you have to grease up to get them on?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
I was
kind of surprised to you. I wasn't always this portly.
I'm not suggesting.
And by your own suggestion,
portly.
I couldn't wear them now.
Suggest.
And I did have a pair of brown leather pants, which I was going to wear in my cover band for The Doors. Yeah, I was going. So my plan was to come out as Jim Morrison, wearing no top, brown leather pants, and I come out and I go up to the microphone and I go, "Mr. Mojo Rising," and that's as far as I got. I didn't even get in the band. No, never got out of the house. Oh dear, we were
talking. You didn't do some hymns in those pants.
We were talking off air. All right,
it's Mick coming in his squishy.
All right, everybody,
squish.
Have you been paying attention tonight?
Yes,
Channel 10.
Yes,
you're always good. Have I done something wrong? Will I be back?
Ask this question all the time. Talk to the producers. You know the people there.
Pick up the phone.
You know I don't produce it.
Have fun tonight.
Thanks, mate.
Be good.
8:40.
It's always a pleasure.
Channel 10. Kitty Flanagan there. Dave O'Neill not far away. It's Malloy on Triple M.
driving you home, this is Malloy.
Show off the rails.
For a Monday. Rolling Stone magazine have picked the greatest music video
Whitney
of all time.
Up, by the way, did I point out Whitney's producing?
She's amazing too.
Jay's gone. Whitney's producing. She's pretty easy to kind of roll over the top of at the moment. I think she needs to harden
sort
up.
Sort of manipulate it. She's very good, by the way.
She's very good. She can do it.
Yep.
Always have. The team is the same team. Michaela's joined us.
Oh, Michaela. Hi.
Yes. There she is on deck. What could go wrong? Sadly, you're still with us.
Okay, I'm right here.
Doesn't matter what I do. I'm
a cockroach.
Seem to find.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
All right. Yeah, well, after the song whisper today, see me in my office.
Yeah.
Wherever that is. Hey, Dave.
Yes.
So we're doing the best music videos of all time because Beyonce's won it.
Formation number one.
This is from Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
It's their opinion. What's your opinion?
Mm.
Best music video of all time. Luke's on the line. Luke, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking Billy Joel, Uptown Girl.
Get off No, Dave.
Christy Brinkley. Popped out of the car with her high heels on.
Dave, stop it. No, don't duke him. Nothing for you. Wow. Mark's on the line. Mark, what are you thinking? Best music video ever?
Miggy, it's got to be Van Halen, Hot for Teacher. Got to be.
There's been a few calls for this.
There has been.
It's a genre. And I call it the sexy off come the glasses librarian look.
Yes.
Teacher. And it is a certain strain of video that needs to be recognised. Yeah. The best videos of all time, Duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane for you, Mark, on its way there, buddy.
Peter's on the line. Peter.
Peter.
How you going, guys?
I love Triple M. Peter, what's the best video ever made?
I reckon Motley Crue, Girls, Girls, Girls.
We are slowly working our way through the best stripper songs of all time. Again,
how can a red-blooded male not love that song?
I get it, mate. We've already had Cherry Pie, Warrant, which is hard to go past.
Yes.
As well, duke him, Dave.
Just need some pour some sugar on me Def Leppard and we're done. Case of Brick Lane draft for you there, Pete. Good on you, mate.
Tom's on the line. Tom, this is a great clip, Tom. Go for it. This is a genuine contender.
G'day, fellas. Firstly, give Dave a break. He's probably more of a horse whisperer, but that's not a bad thing.
He's just boinged you.
Yeah.
Song, please.
The song is The Clash, London Calling.
Well, pound for pound, one of the greatest songs ever written, one of the greatest albums ever done, and that clip is what an important band.
Definitely in the conversation.
Working a different side of the street to say Motley Crue.
Yeah, I know.
Duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane draft. Time for one more.
Time for one more quickly. Dean, what is it?
Meatloaf, but out of hell.
Oh, okay. He's changed his mind, but sure.
Nah, nothing for you.
All right.
See ya.
Thanks, Dean.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
Thanks to Choice Hotels. You can plan your next getaway at choicehotels.com for the lowest price guaranteed.
And we need the fine work of Choice Hotels right now, all around the Big Brown Land and New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
180 of the best hotels. Good luck getting me out of any of those. If I go and stay there, it'll be held in a siege situation. They're all great. They're all fantastic. They're in brilliant parts of the country. And we love, we focused on Queensland last week.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to focus now on the great state of South Australia.
Love it.
Who, unbelievable. I always love their tourism ads because they show you the depth and width and breadth of everything they have on offer, depending on where you are, from the desert to the coast to nude beaches to, the wine-growing regions. They have got the lot all under the one roof. I like going there specifically. In festival time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they used to have, at one stage, they've got four festivals running at the same time, which is writers' festivals, arts festivals, fringe festivals, comedy festivals. And there aren't many towns in the world that can do that.
I have
a great respect for South Australia, as does Dave O'Neill.
Oh, Dave.
Who's joining us now. He's been at home on the internet looking around for the first place he's going to go when he gets out of lockdown. What's taking your fancy in South Australia, Dave O'Neill?
Well, I also love the festivals too. I was there for the Fringe Festival. There's also Woomadelaide and Clipsal, the V8 race, on at the same time.
That's right.
There was a meeting of cultures on Rundle Mall for sure.
Are you Ford, Holden, or Brauhaus Theatre? I don't know. Who knows anymore?
Mick, can I just say this to you? Sprechen Sie Deutsch, ja?
Ich bin ein Dorkus. That means I'm a dork. No, it's not. I don't. What does it say?
I want to go to Harndorf.
Harndorf.
Oh, wow.
So Harndorf, that sounds to me like a great beer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a is Harndorf the home of a beer? What happens there?
It's the German capital of South Australia, settled by Germans, and it's still got a lot of the German culture.
Like what?
The food, the beer, the architecture. I've never been there, and I really want to go to Harndorf. I'm dying to go.
So you can visit Bierenberg. That sounds like a place I would like to go.
You all
visit
over it.
Bierenberg Farm. Wow.
Look out.
Oh, you'll see me running through the fields of barley, hops,
and
anything else that goes into making beer.
Home of the famous Harndorf mustard, apparently.
The Harndorf mustard?
Yeah.
You can stroll down the main street with a strudel. Check that out.
So I can have a strudel, put Harndorf mustard on a hot dog, and go to the Bierenberg Farm. Jeez Louise. Why am I only hearing about this for the first time?
A lot of beer tasting to be had.
Well, and in Steins or your normal?
Oh, yeah. I've seen photos. There's people in Lederhausen and everything. So
if we went, we'd have to go in Lederhausen.
Would you?
Yeah.
You and me.
It'd
be like Dumb and Dumber, but set in Germany with Lederhausen.
Massive thighs.
One of us could play a tuba. You play tuba and I'll do the thigh slipping dance in Lederhausen, and we will be hot to trot.
There you go, ladies.
Hello, girls. Form an orderly queue. Here they come. In fact, we should just do that anyway, I reckon.
Be fun.
Yeah.
You and me hit the town in Lederhausen. You on the tuba, me slapping my thighs. Jeez.
Where are you going to stay in Harndorf, Dave? Have you got the Choice Hotel there?
Yeah, the Choice Hotel, the Manor by House.
Oh. Well, that's part of the Ascend Hotel collection. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's one of their great ranges. That's a top of the tree.
Listen to the features. They've got an afternoon tea available. Plus bicycle hire.
There you go.
So.
You and me could ride one of those Goody-style bikes around town. So that's the Manor by House.
Yeah.
If you haven't stayed there, you're a loser.
Okay.
If you go to Harndorf and don't get involved with that lot because they run the town. Are we going to speak to the boss tomorrow?
Jason. Yeah, yeah. Have a chat with Jason.
Jason, a very German name.
Manor by House, yeah.
Jason, can you ask him about the indoor-outdoor whirlpool/hot tub?
Sure.
This is like a washing machine.
Indoor and outdoor. Mm. They must have a retractable roof.
Yeah.
And I can see us both in that too, Dave, by the way. She says, we've got to go to Harndorf together. We can rock this town. I'm going to ask him about that. I'm going to ask him about everything about his great hotel,
yes,
about Choice Hotels, and what it'll be like to stay there. Good on you, Dave.
Schlaf gut. That's German for sleep well.
Okay, well, bitte schön.
You will at Choice Hotels.
ChoiceHotels.com. It's Malloy, Triple M.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
It's Monday. Oh, man, we made it.
Yeah, it was a good show. I thought I was good.
You were really good tonight. Yeah, I reckon
a bit worried about Song Whisper.
Oh, I think.
You sure that was you?
The nail in the coffin. The nail's getting very tight into that coffin for that segment. But I'll persist and try again tomorrow a little bit harder.
I can't wait to see what you're working on. Who's on the show tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Nath Valvo is going to join us. What are you doing tonight?
I'm going to watch
some
Matildas.
Oh,
I'm going to watch the Limps. I'm going to do what I do, which is inspire a generation of young boys and girls.
All right.
Who are listening to me.
Yeah.
Nation to do nothing. To
okay.
Get fat.
No,
get on
well
the couch,
done. We're listening, Australia.
Watch sport.
We are listening. You are inspirational, Mick Malloy.
Matildas tonight.
Got it. Oh yeah. So Nath Valvo tomorrow. Miss Today's Show. Catch up with the podcast.
Yeah,
Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on the Malloy Drive Show. Why not plan your next getaway with Choice Hotels? With hotels in every state and territory, wherever you're headed, Choice Hotels are there. Visit choicehotels.com for the lowest price guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply.